Morning, everyone. So I will try to entertain you on the African space policy and strategy has basically a way of ensuring that space activities are preeminent within at least African member country strategies. This slide pretty much can be coined probably a summary of what the previous speaker talked about, the relevance of space in achieving the SDGs. You have the 17 goals, and if you look at the three mostly thematic on space, Earth observation, navigation and positioning, satellite communication, and space science and astronomy, you will see that almost all the 17 goals are pretty much concerned or are affected by space and its applications. Some examples from the African side, clearly, precision agriculture. Of course, agriculture is one of the key elements. If we are talking about zero hunger, one will think about agriculture as a way to achieving it. Precision agriculture is something that is already being implemented, applied in Africa. Some cases include, for example, South Africa, Egypt, and other also on board coming. It's still related to agriculture. Space technology can be used for the estimation of available land, farming land, yield estimation. You have seen the presentation from yesterday on how one can use Earth observation to really estimate crop yield and be able to adjust and make the right intervention in terms of, with the view of achieving food security. Soil characterization, delineation, and suitability analysis. All those are possible using space technology. Well, one of the challenges we face is health. And health problem, particularly concerning Africa, you have malaria, you have other you have infectious diseases that are very critical. But the infrastructure as well as the human capacity may not be readily available. And again, space is trying to intervene. This is the response to my friend Bart's presentation yesterday. We also have telemedicine in Africa, or it's ongoing. In fact, we do it in collaboration also with India. This is what the National Space Agency is doing in the area of telemedicine to ensure that health services are readily available in community that may not otherwise have the luxury to get it. Now let's talk a little bit about Earth observation application. And specifically, I would like to refer to GMS and Africa. As you are, some of you may be aware, GMS and Africa is basically based on the European Copernicus model, and it's aimed to really set up an overall framework in Africa for Earth observation application through a long-term partnership between Africa and European stakeholders. It seeks to provide sustainable, reliable, and timely service related to environmental and security issues to the public and policy makers. And of course, it supports national and regional policies in key areas. But what problem are we talking about, particularly when we even relate to sustainable development? And these problems are, in reality, multiple. Roads, school under trees. The school, the education system, for some of us who are probably a little bit, over 50, clearly we have known that schools used to be in the villages out there, some of the best infrastructure that exists. But that doesn't seem to really be happening now. And particularly in situations where disaster happen, school infrastructure are the first to be utilized. And believe me, they are not treated properly. They are not treated properly at all. Why? Because they can even end up using the tables, the seat for making firewood, etc. So schools are in problem. Issue of sanitation, power supply, environmental problems, flooding, drought, and of course, bushfires. All those are problems that basically, if you look at the SDGs, it translates some of the challenges that the SDGs are trying to basically address. GMS and Africa has a certain number of thematic that have been identified to address partly some of the problems I just showed. Some of them are cross-cutting, and some of them are thematic. For example, long-term management of natural resources, water resource management, marine and coastal area, climate variability and change, natural and human-induced disasters, conflict and political crisis, food security, of course, and health management. So in a nutshell, these are the thematic that we have been trying to address with GMS and Africa. So recently, a study has been undertaken between the European Commission, the Africa, in collaboration with the AUC and the regional economic communities, the main users in Africa. And it has come up with two basic services and 23 applications. This is the summary of those applications. And we are looking at really common challenges, common problems that Earth observation is to be addressed. And this is the second So it's within this context of several things happening within Africa related to space, use of space to achieve development, use of space to address some of the policy framework within the continent, and framework there are many. We talked about the SDG, which is the global one. We also have at the African level the Agenda 2063. Which is the response of Africa to the implementation of SDG, and of course, other continental frameworks. The African Union, therefore, has recognized the role of space science and technology in achieving its overarching vision and in ensuring the sustainable use of our natural resources. The essence of the African Space Policy and Strategy is to harmonize and coordinate space activities in Africa. It's a first of a series of instruments toward Africa's space program. A space working group was put in place in 2012, and that followed a putting in place by a mechanism within the commission to coordinate Pan-African Space Initiative. It was a decision from Executive Council to ensure that all issues related to space within the African Union is coordinated. And you can see there are many ministerial conferences, the one in charge of communication and information technology, the one in charge of meteorology, and the one in charge of science and technology, AMCOST. Those are the main ministerial conferences, while there are other ministerial conferences also who have stake in space. If you take, for example, peace and security, they are very big users and they play a role. Social affairs. But clearly, the Executive Council decision at the level of the continent entrusted the coordination of this process to the minister in charge of science and technology. By the way, this is now historical because these ministerial conferences don't exist anymore. They have evolved into what we call specialized technical committees. The African Space Policy and Strategy, which I will entertain from now on, basically has focal thematic area, which are the four that are here, and of course, some policy goals, two of them, to create a well-coordinated and integrated African space program that is globally competitive, but yet responsive to the need of the continent. This goal should not be misconstrued, because what is really looked for is to ensure that the well-being of the people is really addressed. And secondly, to create a regulatory environment that promotes and supports an African agenda, but yet ensure that Africa is a responsible user of outer space. A certain number of strategic objectives were derived in this policy. And they are here, addressing the user needs. Of course, the importance of ensuring that the space policy is really focused and it's based on what is coming out there from the grassroots, from the different stakeholders on what the issue are and how space could really best address it. The issue of accessing space services, very, very critical. The previous speaker mentioned that. It's secretly to strengthening space mission technology on the continent in order to ensure optimal access to space-derived data, information services, and product. That does not necessarily negate what is already out there and the need to already utilize what space technology is being developed from various actors. Of course, African, we can say it's probably among the new kids coming into this arena, and they intend to piggyback and to make use of what already exists there, while in the long term they will be also focusing on ensuring that they can build their own capability into space, and also ensuring they can contribute, and this is in line with the African Union vision. Developing the regional and international market, adopting good governance and management, very important, both for space and even for our need of being able to live together. Good governance is something that can really benefit a lot from space, and we think it's probably one of strategic objectives. Coordinating the African space arena, very critical. At the global level, there are many issues on space that are debated, and African is probably better served when it can really ensure that it goes in a coordinated manner. And of course, international cooperation are critical also, because as far as we know, international cooperation is important for any meaningful space activity to be undertaken, even by the most advanced spacefaring countries. I will not emphasize on those because these are more information on these different strategic objectives, and the presentation is available anyway. This is the accessing of space services, developing the regional market. Of course, we intend to ensure that Africa also can, well, in a phased approach, be able to play its part. Industrial development. Good governance and management. Coordinating the African space arena and promoting international cooperation. The policy, I should say, the strategy, because in reality, the way we've developed this policy document, there is what we call the policy and then the strategy to implement the policy. And the strategy outlines some of the strategic action that should be undertaken. And those strategic action are really derived based on a SWOT analysis of the space situation in Africa. What are the strengths? What are the weaknesses? What are the opportunities? And what are the challenges? And how to build on that? It's based on that these different strategic action, 9 in total, have been derived. And with those, we believe that we can achieve the 6 strategic options that we have already mentioned. And they are leveraging space-derived benefit, strengthening research, development, and innovation, develop and use human capital, very critical. As we know that some of the human capital in space may be very specific, and unless you are really working in a coordinated manner, we can't expect any individual African country to be able to build that capacity and be able to maintain it. Institutionalizing a corporate governance structure, adhering to regulatory requirements, building critical infrastructure on space, very cost demanding, fostering regional coordination and collaboration, promoting strategic partnership, a win-win situation, and of course, funding and sustainability. The funding part, of course, like any other of those strategic action, because unless we put ourselves in a situation where we really leverage on domestic funding, we might run, or we might be in a situation where we are addressing issues that may not really reflect the real user need. The strategy also provides for implementation guidelines. And these implementation guidelines are focused along the thematic area. And on Earth observation, I won't go through it. But it gives you some of the specific interventions that are relevant to that specific area of Earth observation, navigation and positioning. These are some of the specific interventions. Satellite communication, earlier mentioned by one of the participants to be really a key to ensuring that most of the SDG can be achieved. Space science and astronomy. It also provides for some functional platform, including space mission, again in the benefit of time. Enabling technologies. Space mission operations. And of course, all that may not necessarily be a new infrastructure that will be built, but it can be based on already existing. Because African countries are at different level of in terms of space, and there are some countries in Africa which already have some of these infrastructure that can be leveraged on. Space applications. And let me now touch base on the supporting programs for this policy. The human capital I already mentioned, but this space policy really will rely heavily on the Pan-African University, as you know, which is one of our flagship program that, among others, has a specific thematic on space science and technology. That particular center of excellence will be based in South Africa. The commission is negotiating with the host country for its operationalization as soon as possible. And we believe that it can play a key role in really developing the human capital that is necessary for an indigenous African space program. There is also the center which is based in Algeria, which is dealing on climate change, energy, which is also which will also play a role in the capacity building. Space awareness. It's important to ensure that we bring the policymaker on board, we bring the user on board. How do we ensure that what we are addressing is something that has the support of the will be user? The issue of infrastructure, international partnership, industrial participation and development. And these are the phased outcome here. We think that probably it's the first year, this is the projected outcome, establishing the governance element needed for the sustainable space program, including regional center of excellences, almost none. Approval and rollout of an intercontinental and international partnership plan. Ongoing research and development and technology program that will contribute to building the foundation for a continental space program. These are what we expect in the first year. And in the next 5 years, this is what we expect by implementation of this policy and strategy. And of course, in the next 10 years, we think we can arrive at the situation of a continental space program that is globally positioned and ranked in the top 10. Maybe it's very optimistic, but I think the only way to achieve something is to dream. So we believe it's something that can be achieved. independent Earth observation, high-resolution satellite data available for all of Africa from a constellation of satellite designed and manufactured in Africa. That doesn't mean that it excludes what is already there, which can be really obtained in a win-win partnership, like, for example, the case of GMS and Africa. Appropriate services and product relating to space application. Resident space capacity, both in terms of technology platform and human capital. And spin-off enterprise. How do we develop the industry? And strategic partnership. So these are basically, in a nutshell, the projected outcome in a phased approach. So now if I succeeded in confusing you all, you can maybe try to retain this slide as a summary of the space policy and strategy. We start by the implementation guideline, which has four thematic focus area, four functional platform, and five supporting programs. We believe that implementation through this guideline can easily feed into achieving the 9 strategic action that we have already mentioned. And the 6 feeding also to the 6 strategic objective, and of course the 2 goals of the space policy objective that are within the overall Agenda 2063 framework of the African Union. And of course, this will lead us to the African Union vision of an Africa, which is, of course, very integrated, peaceful, an Africa that is governed by its citizens and representing a dynamic force within the global arena. So I would like to thank you.